The first phase of UW-Stout's plan to switch to compostable food containers made from corn or sugarcane is underway. In dining halls, 80% of the hot and cold cups and lids, plates, straws, and hinged containers are made with the compostable products. Anne Thies is director of dining services. She says many of the containers look like the petroleum-based plastic or styrofoam.
There's actually a product in the production of sugar that would have been a waste product they found. Now they can make into plastic-like looking materials that will make clear containers for glasses, cups, and also we use those for some of our to-go items.
Thies says because the cost to switch doubled, students have to pay 60 cents extra for the to-go meals. That's an incentive, she says, to use China instead. But so far, she says the Veolia hauling service takes the products to the landfill because there isn't a compost operation available. The second phase of the sustainability project will change that.
If we get on board with Veolia and they can do pickups here in Menominee and take them to their compost site, it will be turned into topsoil or dirt that they're currently using in their own areas when they're closing out their landfills and have to put new topsoil on.
Based on supplier EcoProducts numbers, organizers at the UW-Stout estimate the switch has saved 2,700 gallons of gasoline. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.